Hi. So today I talked to Katinka, one of the trainers at Burn, Katinka Weston, and I'm going to let you listen to it and you can try to figure out the exact moment that I almost broke down in tears. It caught me so off guard that I couldn't even talk about what I was feeling. So Katinka kept talking. But I'm just very moved by her becoming a trainer and choosing to share her enthusiasm and hope with everybody in that room, because she does. And she's pushed me to do things I couldn't do or didn't think I could do. Anyway, enjoy the episode and get to know Katinka. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was really excited and then I got really nervous.
Oh my God. There is absolutely no, I mean, it goes where it goes. You don't have to get nervous, but you have heard the other ones, which leaves you at a little bit of an advantage
That's true.
than
That is true.
most. Advantage in the sense that Stephanie was like, after we did ours, she was like, maybe we should, you should like send out a list of questions ahead of time. And then I thought, I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't know. The whole point is to not necessarily know where it's going to go.
Yeah,
You know?
just let it go.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a pretend intro. Hi, everyone. This is Katinka. I knew
Hi.
her first as a mom and then as a trainer. And we're going to talk about it. So, hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am just dying to know
What?
how long and why you walked in the front door of Burn.
Oh my gosh. I walked in those doors day one. I remember they were having a special going on and it was just like free for a month in
Wait a
January.
second. Wait. You walked in the first day they opened?
Yeah, I did. I heard it through like word of mouth. We just moved to Fairfield in August
What year?
2017. And then,
2017.
yeah.
Me too.
Oh,
That exact month.
that's so funny. Yeah, we
That's
moved from
wild.
the city and we moved here. And whatever. My youngest one was just born in August. And so yeah, I was talking to a bunch of other moms. I got to know them through my older two. And one of them was saying, there's a new gym opening up and I'm gonna try it because it's free for a month, so why not? And I was like, that sounds great. And so I walked in so nervous. That is literally the longest hallway I think I've ever walked down. It was like longer than my wedding aisle to walk down to say I do to my husband. Like it was just,
Every
oh my God.
day. Every day it's a
Every
beast to
day.
walk down.
It's a real mental challenge to walk down that hallway. So I did it and there was like so many other people there. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stick with it. And so I did it for the 30 days and I kind of started enjoying it. Because they had child watch, which was huge, because my youngest one was then 6 months old, and I was like, okay, I need to go somewhere where they have
No.
child watch.
Oh yeah. You're like, I'll take the hour for the babysitter.
Literally, just to
Yeah.
watch my kids, give
I
me
know.
time.
Just to be by yourself and safe.
And so, like, I just started doing it, and then my husband Dwayne goes, this is expensive. Like you could do all these other options that are, like $1 for a month or, $5, for 6 months. And it's so intriguing. But I was like, it's got child watch. It's so focused on certain exercises that I feel like I don't have to know anything. I just go in, they tell me what to do, and then I'm sore the next day. So I feel like I've done something. And then so we made an agreement. He's like, okay, well, you should do it these many days, like go at least 3 days a week to make it worth it. And so I did. I started, it
So
was like,
he kind of held you accountable
yeah,
for,
because he was
yeah.
paying for it. And he's like, well, you better, stick
So
with it.
funny because I did. We I had such, I used to do the Y in Brooklyn, again, for the child watch. And my parents even like offered to get me a trainer so that I would know what was happening, because I was not an athlete. I danced, but I was not like running on a treadmill seemed like a joke. Like I couldn't figure out. And the bicycle, forget it. My private parts are not meant for that ride.
I
So
know.
no, I mean, the first time I ever did cycling, I was so vocal. I couldn't, I thought it was like I was being punked. So I only did that like twice. And then I do. And I, but I enjoyed working out, but never until burn did I get muscle and sort of like, and maybe I think, to be fair, I think it also has something to do with my children were like five, like, well, now they were older than that, but I'm saying like not until my children were five and older did I have my body back. Like have my body to myself, more or
Yeah,
less. Like I, it, what I ate, how like everything changed. The way I leaned over, I wasn't carrying somebody all the time. Like that was when things started to like become my own property again. And I think it burn is a whole different level. But it's so funny that hallway that you're talking about. I like one of the first things I pitched as like a barter system. Was I was like, can I just do a mural? Like this whole thing. Like, let me just mural it up.
That's
And
still a
because
great
it's
idea.
still a good idea, I could probably do it on like pullaways, but they, it's all like, I feel like it's part of the uniformity and the mission statement and all that stuff. And also, I think it's like a renting thing. They won't let them do certain things to it potentially. I don't know. But I was like, because I was like, this is so intimidating. I don't know if a mural would make it less intimidating, but this is so intimidating.
Is. It really is.
So I love that your husband, like, I think my family was my motivator, but more out of shock. They were like in shock. They thought my son thought I was going to die. Like actually told his class, literally told his class, my mom's going to die. She's going to burn today. And then that night, Jackie's daughter went to her and said, did Margie live? Like legitimately thought I was going to not make it. And Jackie's like, yeah, she lived. But Jackie made me accountable. And then Instagram is what made me accountable, was because I posted, then people were like, how's it going? What are you doing? And that's what kept me
Yeah, the
coming.
community.
Did you feel, how did your first few months go?
I mean, they were really hard and humbling. And it's
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I go back and I look at some pictures and I just feel like I was also such in this different space being with, having my youngest one being 6 months old and we just moved. And I feel like I was just carrying a lot more than just weight,
Yeah.
the beginning of it. And so it felt like a really safe space. I've cried a lot on that floor, I feel like, especially in the beginning. And not necessarily because the workouts are hard, but more so taking those moments and facing something difficult or think something that I think I can't do, and then I do it, and then having those moments like you were saying, like feeling like, okay, I'm still me, I can still do things without a child, without a partner, without this is my time, this is my floor. So I feel like that beginning part was really a lot of my mental health growing and me as a woman, and also being in a new community and being surrounded, because I remember when they first started, they were really geared towards females.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice to be in a room, in a space where I had women supporting women, all for so many different reasons,
Yeah.
It just was just I feel like that's kind of what carried me through. And then starting to meet people and saying, I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. And
I love that. I have to say, I was intimidated by the female aspect of it a little bit. Not intimidated the way I would be intimidated by bar, in the sense that there seems to be like an etiquette, I think, of like body bar that is beyond my understanding, even though I danced in life. Like I don't get, I it, there's not enough freedom in the room in my, which I would love. I think there's a lot of individuality at burn, that is exciting. And also because it's not just one leader, you're like your own perpetuator. You're not like, it is a trainer, but it isn't a trainer in the sense of like you are your own witness as to how you are actually doing. But I was intimidated, and I'm going to be honest with you. So I would see you and Morgan walk, to burn. And I don't remember it being in 2017, but I've lost since track of time. But I remember, like, and I live right here, like around the corner. And then I'm like, first off, I was like, where are they going? Like, oh my God, look at these like best friends walking every day. Like, how sweet is that? Like, that's so nice. That must be nice. I had no idea until later where you guys were headed, right? And then I was like, then it was really mysterious. And then I remember one other mom had like a really big transformation. And I realized she was at Bern. And I was like, oh, that's incredible. And I think then I was at another gym, like just running to listening to music. And I would see them doing stations in like in a separate room. And I'd be like, I think I'd be better at that. But I didn't know how to cross over. You know, like I needed the routine. And like you said before, what I love is I have no idea what's going to happen when I walk in. And I don't watch Instagram in the morning. I don't track what we're supposed to be doing. I walk in, I surprise myself on all fronts. But I just started, I'm a year in, I just started using the app because Alyssa was like, you can you use the app like and you know, let us know when you're coming or let us, like, it wasn't about that. It was about, she was like, also, it helps to know time because I've shown up at 3:30. There's no classes.
There's no camp.
I'm like, I'm here. And then I'm like,
Ready to
nobody
go.
else is. So anyway, the app is very helpful, but I was intimidated. I didn't want information because I thought the more I knew, the less I wanted to go. And if I could just get to the parking lot, then I would get out of the car. But again, the women surprised me too, because I have to say, like, I feel a sense of community, not in an intimidating way, but in just a like bunker mentality. So, like, we're all in it together, you know, and it isn't cheesy or overindulgent or, you know, in my face. It's literally whatever I make it when I walk in and what I'm available for. And I think that has to be unique.
It really is. I've never felt it anywhere else. You know, it's so great. It's like 30 seconds of balls to the wall, sweaty, and you're in your own zone, and then you look up after 3, 2, 1. And you're like, okay, we all survived that 30 seconds, high five, take a breath, 30 seconds again, let's go, you know? And it's
You
just like,
still think that you can't survive it?
yeah, I feel like I'm still surprised at how challenging I find it to be sometimes when I'm taking the camps, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, which is, you know, another one of those things that I just love, that no matter when I feel like I've mastered something, the trainer will come by and be like, so you're really great. Here's that next level. You know, you're not just like, okay, well, now I'm done, I guess. You know, like, what do I do? It's
What was
I
the,
find
like,
it
when did it, like, did you, what was the first thing you noticed about your body that was improved or sort of like, and I don't mean aesthetically, I'm talking literally about like, did something, were you at, first off, were you athletic before?
No, well, no. I mean, like, I dabbled in sports, but I think once I got to, it was like sophomore year in high school when I was like, boys.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have
You
time for sports.
waited. I was like sixth grade. Boys, boys, boys.
I was like, you know, let's do some, let's see what's going out. It's without, you know, on the
Yeah.
other side. So, I just stopped. So I wasn't really, it wasn't until I met my when I moved to the city, when I met my now husband, that I was just like, I guess I'll, you know, do SoulCycle, and like I started dabbling in working out, you know, and it really was working out, and it's like the SoulCycle, it just wasn't it. And I tried some like boot camps. I think the word boot camp is really intimidating, because I went to some in the city, and that was like really yelling at you and like degrading you, and that I was like, that's not my idea of fitness or encouragement. Like, that wasn't it for me. Which is kind of, I think, what I expected when I walked in the doors the first time. I was like, boot camp. I was like, well, here we go, but at least it's free, so I'll give it a shot. And then I was like, wait, but this isn't the stereotypical boot camp, what I thought of,
How do you know,
you know.
Katinka? I never considered that word until just now.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother was a Marine, and I went to boot camp in Parris Island and was terrified. And I think if I had processed that word in that way beforehand, you're right. I think that, and you know what? I actually now think when I tell people that are not local, like in California, that I do it, and I use that phrase. I now realize, because I don't know what they're responding to. Like, do they? Is there one by them? But I realize you're right. It's the word boot camp.
Yeah. It's funny because when I think back, I feel like I just over manifested in my life. Again, it's like my youngest one being kind of the catalyst of these like things that happened to me. It was like, okay, so I have three kids. My youngest one's starting kindergarten. I'm a stay-at-home mom. After I graduated college, I just lived in the city and I was just a nanny, and I didn't really like pursue a career. I didn't have this time of your 20s where you kind of discover yourself. I got married kind of on the younger side. I had children younger. So I hit this moment where I was like, okay, now I'm on my own. What am I gonna do with my time? And I knew what I didn't want to be. I knew I didn't. I knew I wanted more than what I saw growing up with my mom being a stay-at-home mom. And it was like she cleaned and cooked and got ready for the kids to come home, and then the kids were home, and then it was just, kids, kids, kids. And then I remember when my brother and I moved out, it was just her, and she was just very much hollow, And so I knew that I didn't want that to be me. I knew I wanted more for myself. And so my daughter going to kindergarten, I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do? I'm like, universe, give me something. Like, I mean, like, let me see. So I started, I got so funny. I got a tattoo on my finger that said yes, because I was like, I'm going to commit to just saying yes to things and seeing what lands. And Alyssa, for a while, was kind of like in my ear, like, you would be a really great trainer. You're so like just fun and inspirational. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. Funny joke, and then she would just kind of like once in a while just like put it in. And then Shep, God bless her, she was like, you should really try it. Like, I really think so. She took me out, we went, got coffee, and we had like a real heart to heart. And I was like, I don't know, I guess we'll see. Right? Because it's like, who am I to be a trainer?
Why did you think, okay,
There's so much to unpack.
yeah, I'm curious. What made you think you couldn't be?
No, I feel like just my history. I wasn't like an athlete. Like, I wasn't really a gym rat. I was just somebody that really enjoyed the community, And my physique, I'm just like a regular person. Like, you don't look at me and think like, oh wow, she must be a trainer. I think my perception of what a trainer should look like and be didn't match up with me
And
outwardly.
your perception, because
Right,
you
my
are,
perception.
I am, as I said, I'm not a professional anything. Well,
Yeah.
you know what I mean.
Well,
Not a
sure.
professional athlete, let's be clear.
Yeah.
So I don't know what your pers what you know, we're different. Like I like you, but my perception of what a trainer looks like is you. So I think it's so interesting, and it isn't just about, I mean, or maybe it's also like I do look at your body on the regular in as aspiring to things I will never have because we are genetically not the same. But I admire you. So, but I think you have to be prepared for that, for the admiration. Because even though you're right, you might be insecure about one thing or another, your constituents, the people that you are communicating and training, are going to look to you kind of from A to Z on all levels, right? Like I know that I do now to you as a trainer at the place that I go to get physically fit, emotionally, physically. And that's something. I think that, and that's an interesting spotlight to then ask if you're prepared for that.
Yeah, which is super. It's a very vulnerable place to be,
Yeah. At least you knew that.
Well, I'm still feel like I've only been a trainer now for, I think, just over a year. It's like, I mean, it was a long road. I had to get, you go on the microphone first, see if that's even something that you want to venture
How
into.
was that?
It was scary, but it was a lot of fun because it was like my people, being on the floor. And then flipping that around and being the person talking to the people on the floor, it was like I was talking to my friends. So it felt good because I was like, I know, like, we've worked out together. So I know you, and I'm just here to just for you to see you, which, something that I feel like I still can't, I don't know, totally Yeah, but it was fun. And so then I was like, all right, well, shit, now it's time to buckle down and study and get certified and do all the hard behind the scenes kind of work, you know? And so that was really humbling. And again, the community like was behind me 110%, helping me study and helping me kind of get through it all. More tears, more celebrations, you know? And then I got certified, and now I feel like I'm really settling in and enjoying all of it and thriving. And, you know, I got rid of some baggage. And so now I'm like ready to focus, you know, really into getting, being the best that I can be in this, because I feel like I've manifested it and I said yes, and I'm enjoying it. And it fills my bucket. It really fills my bucket. It makes me
How does
happy.
it affect your children and your pers like do you sense, I mean, it's hard to say that our kids are our kids, but do you sense a difference in their perception of you now that you've taken on this responsibility?
I didn't even think that when I started this that it would affect my family as much as it did. And it's really nice to see how proud they are of me. I mean, they will tell anybody who listens. They're like, my mom's a burn trainer. She's a trainer. She's a trainer. She I'm like, guys, simmer down. They think it's so great, you know? They're so proud of me. And then also it kind of changed the dynamics between my husband and I, because now that I'm working, I have certain camps, and so he is now in charge of 2 days a week. He does the morning, you know, routine with breakfast and dropping them off, the kids off at school, which has just integrated him more into the family, which he feels great about and I feel great about. It's like we've distributed the balance a little bit more, which is great, you know. It's just I feel like the kids get to see mom as Katinka, and the trainer, and not just mom, wife, you know. I feel like I've and but just seeing how
They
proud they
see you
are.
in the wild or the way others like perceive you. 'Cause I think that's like one of that's like it's it, it what it becomes is even not just for your children, it becomes inspiring, you know, to their friends or it becomes you become like, you know, sometimes we never know what our parents do. Right. But when your parent has an impact on other parents, right? I mean, I feel that way when I teach. Like, I don't always know the parents, but I know my relationship to their children. Or I know and respect the fact that I have a relationship to their children, one where I hope is inspiring, but also just being someone that they can look at and talk to. Sometimes, and it's easier for me with the child than it is for the parent. To be with the parent, you know, because I have that relationship. And I imagine, like, when I think about you, it's when I came started, you were there when I got there as a, I mean, you were beginning to be a trainer, but for me, it was all new. So I didn't see the shades of gray within that, you know, for you. I just thought you were like doing what you were made to do, you know, because you had a really, you are a hopeful person, you have like this hopeful energy. And I think that what I also like, and I sense this, I think in all the trainers there, and it's no doubt why she whispered in your ear, but I think you need to be emotionally intelligent to be a trainer. It's not just about physical fitness. Like you have to be aware of the room and the people and the individuals, those who are ready to be seen, those who do not want to be seen, those who are hiding or not pushing themselves. Like you have to have. It can't be that broad boot camp sort of sergeant. And some people go to places for that. But in Burn, there's a much more like gentle methodology about it feels like. And what I like is like, I knew you and outside slightly, our kids were in the same grade, but I don't think I saw you until I was in Burn in the way that, kind of the way that you were had the capacity of sharing sort of your enthusiasm and you pushed me to do something. It's so re it and I'll never forget it because I think if you had not said it, I still would not be doing it unless somebody else came around. Yes, box jumps.
I remember that still. I was like, you can do this.
Katinka, but I need you to know that it was every moment that and I don't listen. I don't As extroverted as I may seem to others, I am much more of an introvert than people realize. And I, when if you were like, I talk smack, but that's just my insecurity. Like jokes come out, but that's just to deflect from reality, you know, when I, and my fears. So when I was there and you were like, you can do it. And all I kept thinking was, I was just going to hit the wall, like crash into the wall. And you said it. You're like, I know you think you're gonna crash into the wall. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. You're like, you're not. And when you showed me to do it and I didn't, it was like, I still can't believe that I every time I do it, I can't believe, 'cause I'm not a kid. I've been hurt. I've made mistakes. I've all those things that, you know, and all because I didn't anticipate them. So this one I'm not gonna mess with. I don't want to break my face. Anyway, it's very funny. So every time I do it, it feels like a beautiful moment of risk, and reward. And I think that comes with the reminder that I try now as an adult is just to keep trying to do either stuff I'm scared of, but really even just stuff that's new. You know, because we
Just
don't.
send up your email. Don't you have that little
Oh yeah.
like if
Yeah.
you're afraid
Yeah,
something?
don't. Yeah, it says like it's all about give it a go, basically. Like when you
Yeah,
don't
it's
know, you'll
really,
never know if you don't go.
yes, that's it.
Yeah. And
That's it.
I came up with the that was my school, or still is my school, but like it, you know, it's I think about it constantly because it was the easiest title for anything because I do think that it isn't about the result. And I think I thought that initially, but now it's always true. Like I joined the softball team because Heather asked me to, and I don't, and still don't play softball well. It's not an achievement, but what I know is every time I go, Katinka, I'm like, why am I here? This is ridiculous. Like I'm going to just be scared and concerned, but it's in such a supportive place that it's almost like, it's like learning something new. And every time I walk into Bern, I know people like I kept thinking when I start was posting, and even so, I still take videos that I don't post because somehow you know, recalling why I'm going and then what happens when I get out is still really motivating for me, even if I don't share them, because it I'm always surprised. And how like that to me, I think. A lot of people do workouts, and that's why I don't ever really, I don't try to sell Burn to people that are not already showing up there to some degree because it's intimidating. But all I know is the person that wants to be at Burn is somebody that wants to surprise themselves. That's the commonality, I think.
And as a trainer, you get to know your people. And that's why it's important to know people's names and to get to know them and to see what you don't see yet,
Yeah.
and encourage that. Because I see that you can do these things and then, encourage you to do it. And then when you do it, that was all you. It was just me, suggesting, but you did that work. And that's where we feel so proud of ourselves. And it's just so fulfilling to just, have somebody believe in you. And especially when you're an adult, it's kind of hard for us to try new things and to put ourselves out there unless
I
somebody
also think
encouraged.
it must be really rewarding. I mean, you get up so early and you come with, you know what I mean? Like those are not, and but you know, I do see what you get back because it's like, God, it's like feeding. Like I always say to people, I'm the happiest when my kids are eating or sleeping. Like it's not that I don't like seeing what they can do, but there is something very comforting about watching them grow and know that they're taking care of, like they're healthy. You know, they can rest and they can eat and they're everybody's okay. And I think you walking into a room and that's all you're offering people is health.
Today after camp, one of our members came up to me and was saying that they had a hard day and that camp was just fun. They're like, it just have this fun and I just have a smile on my face. Thank you. And I was just like, that's it. That is literally it. If I could just give you that smile and you just feel a little bit better than when you walk through those doors, job done. You know what I mean? And like the bonus is you got stronger, and the bonus is the community and but like you just feel better. It's just so, I mean, it's literally what I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning for, just to
What
hear
gets
that.
you just to let's end on this one. What gets you, like, how do you get out of Like, do you go through, because I talk to myself and I'm like, just put the goddamn clothes on, because then you're closer to getting, like, how do you get, what gets you up at 4 in the morning to get there? What's the mantra?
I mean, literally going to bed early. The fact that now I don't have to do bedtime t like two nights a week is so nice. I mean, I feel like saying out loud is one of those things that is taboo. But the fact that I know that my husband's gonna put them to bed and I get to go to bed early because I have to wake up early, and I just get to like lay down, and then I'll like look at the workouts, and then I can scroll a little and I play a little this. But it's just like my time to kind of wind down.
Don't you think that's interesting, though, that you, with that, he gets more responsibility, more shared time, more, like, it's amazing, like, the what you think. I always, I think that sometimes things happen, positive, negative, that broaden our spectrum without realize, like, we might think grief is awful, but it also makes us more honest. Or we might think, like, I don't know, I think there's such a balance that I love hearing the side that he, that your husband rises, like, you both win, when you're taking care of yourselves. And I look at my husband, and I mean, he looks at me differently, I feel, since I've been doing it. And I look at myself differently. And it isn't just, looking at how my body is. It has everything to do with me as a human. I'm doing something that was unexpected. And I'm fulfilling that part for myself. And every time I do it, it's like recharging the unit,
Well,
like,
that's the thing. He sits back and now he's watching you grow. And so that in itself is making him just look at you differently. And then you feel different. And it's just that cycle. It just keeps going. It's just so
I
contagious.
want people to know that about everything, because I think change, there are many reasons that we're forced to change, but bringing on, learning how to conduct your own internal changing is a tool that is so useful for survival and for joy. And I'm so happy you took the risk to be a trainer
Thank you.
selfishly.
Me too. I'm very happy. I've finally gotten to a point where I'm proud and I say it. And I mean, people that know me for the longest time, they're like, say it. And I'm like, oh, I'm a trainer. I say it so proud. I am so proud of myself. I am so happy that I am where I am right now. And it really wouldn't have been without Burn Boot Camp, without the people in there, especially, Alyssa seeing something inside of me before I saw it, and I'm just so thankful for her to see me, and now I can see me, and then relay that to my fellow peers,
To the rest of us.
yeah.
It is, I mean, it's so basic that we do want to be seen, but I think it's also our perception of ourselves, like you were talking about to begin with, like, we get in our own way sometimes, and like taking the risk to fail or to cry or to be sad, and then know that you can recover, but you're not going to recover if you're hiding. You'll only recover by actively pursuing relief. And I, well, I am very excited that you are there every day when I see you. And I also, because I also just trigger warning for anybody who comes, you never know what Katinka's going to say. She has a ton of personality and anything. And that's the beauty of it. Like, for me, it's part entertainment, like, I like your vulnerability as a human, and I like that you come in with that awareness that we're all in that same sort of weird boat together. And you, what comes out of your mouth always makes me smile,
Me
so
too. I surprise myself sometimes.
I know,
But I
but
get
that's
to be
great.
me, I get to be me in the safe, those four walls are my safe space. That's what brings me joy. That's my safe space where I can be myself. And so I love that I'm able to do that and that people are receiving it well so far. I
So
haven't
far.
done anything too
TB
crazy.
to be determined.
TBD.
TBD. Okay. Now listen to Work It by Missy Elliott. If you want to relish in what Katinka enjoys working out to. Thanks for listening. Bye.